If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older. I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
Yeah. You like that, Johnny? Johnny, hold on. Talk to someone.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah. All right. I'm Chris Pepperhick Stanley.
Or I'm Shawnee.
Chris from Brooklyn.
Yeah, it's High Society Radio for you.
Can you guys hear me? I can't hear me.
Talk more.
I'm talking.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
Your headphones aren't even plugged in.
Near you.
Your headphones aren't plugged in. That must be it.
Turn my headphones up.
Remember Chappelle's Show?
That was a great time.
I'm rich, bitch. Get it? I'm rich, bitch.
Like, people did so much. It was a funny show.
I smoke rocks, Joe Rogan. Remember that?
Yeah,
remember
that
when
was,
he said that?
That was
the first time I put a penis in my mouth, right? Remember?
I don't remember him ever saying that.
That was in the same episode was where it? I smoke rocks,
I think
Joe
you're
Rogan.
Making that up.
Rhonda. You lying, Rhonda. Fuck, that show was great. I remember when that show was on because I'm so old now.
Yeah, you are fucking old, son.
It would be that. Into South Park on Wednesday nights on the Comedy Central.
No, I think and South Park was before.
You're like transgenerational, though. Like, you know what I mean? Like, your age changes every week.
That's a good point. It might have been actually South Park and
South
the
Park's
Chappelle
forever
show.
Been on 10.
And we would get so drunk and high beforehand because, you know, a TV show is on. Let's
get
whacked.
When you were in college.
Yeah.
I went up there on a Thursday once. And they were getting fucked up. They're like, Chappelle Show's on. It's Thursday. Thursday's Friday now. And I was like, well, I don't go to college. Yeah. Thursday's pretty much Thursday for me. I think I'm going to come hang out up here from now on.
No, it was a Wednesday. It was Wednesday nights.
Oh, was it?
Because, in college, no one ever would schedule Friday classes. So Thursday was the new Friday, a.k.a. Thirsty Thursday.
And you could get drunk on the new Thursday, which was Wednesday, because you didn't really have to do shit because the next day was Friday.
Yeah. So once the Chappelle Show and South Park thing happened for, I'm going to guess, what, 10 weeks out of the year? We would start, look, dude, it's Wednesday. Wednesday's the new Thursday. And you know that Thursday was the new Friday. So we're fucking turning this into a six-day bender. We have one day a week where we're not whacked. That's Tuesday because we're getting ready to get whacked again.
Damn.
Oh, Johnny, it was a wonderful time. No responsibility. Just fucking blacked out, drunk
you sound
all the time.
Old as fuck right now. What was the number one song in the country?
It must have been Hey Ya. It seems like for the 2 years I was actually away at college.
God damn.
People were just listening to Hey Ya constantly.
Yeah, shit never gets old.
I walked into a party at your college once with some like fairly goony gentleman from Brooklyn. And we walked into the wrong party, but it was a bunch of weird like artsy people singing that song and dancing in a circle. And my boy looked at me, he's like, I don't think this is the party we're supposed to be at.
It sounded like they sacrificing to some shit.
Unlike that shower party you had at your house that time that I got stranded there in the snow.
Nice. Oh, no, that was a weird thing that happened at
the fuck's a shower party?
So,
a bunch of gay dudes had a shower party in Stanley's apartment.
That's what
apartment.
It sounds like.
That's exactly what happened.
I was placed in an apartment with a bunch of strangers.
You were placed, all right.
And
Hey, that's derogatory. You can't just say that about, you can't call gay people strange in this climate.
Strangers, as I didn't know them, as I wasn't aware of them before I met them, and then we lived together. There was like six people or something in the apartment. A couple people got kicked out, and everyone else was gay besides me.
Oh yeah, alpha male.
And they had like these girls that they hung out with all the time. And one night, I come back to my apartment. It was like a Friday or Saturday or Wednesday or Thursday. And they were, I walk into them, we had a stall shower. It was the girls in their bras and panties with the gay guys who were just in their like fucking Speedos or whatever, or at least their underwear.
Yeah.
And they were videotaping and dancing to Britney Spears' Toxic.
You walked into that.
I walked into that. And the shower was on. They were just so dancing like in the shower.
It was like a Three's Company situation, and you missed the Furlys.
I get, basically,
son.
Yeah.
That's crazy, son.
But I'll always remember Toxic as, you know, that song.
That's the shit, son. That's a catchy tune.
You down with that? You like Toxic?
Toxic's good. Not in your situation, though, but
it's like, hey, guess there's a dance party in here that you guys...
Yo, did one of them dudes ever, like, wink at you or anything like that, make a pass?
Nothing I can remember.
Oh, that's cool, man. Because you're pretty friendly. I could see a dude hitting on you, man.
What?
I could see a dude hitting on
you. I could see a dude hitting on you if he wanted to bang you.
Doubt it. I'm not that friendly.
No, you're a homophobe.
Not at all. I got gay friends, apparently.
Yeah, friends. That's what you're calling. You're calling friends or lovers?
Nah, I don't love nobody.
Sorry. Sweet, delicious lovers. Say yes, say yes. Say yes to what I fucking just told you.
So you can come up behind me and start yelling shame while I walk through the streets? Nah, I'm good, B.
Did you, speaking of which, did you enjoy Game of Thrones, Chris?
I did enjoy the end of Game of Thrones.
You liked it?
Here's a note for tonight's show. Chris is in terrible, horrible pain, and you might actually just leave, right? Because you're trying to get an appointment with a dentist right now?
Yeah, but I think it's going to be, I'm going to have to wait till Wednesday.
I'm afraid you're a tough motherfucker. That ain't like regular pain and shit.
No, I was, very dizzy on the way.
Yeah, that ain't a good look, man.
And yet you continue to come to cut this podcast.
Exactly.
It's like Lou Gehrig and shit.
You want me to try to help your mouth? No, no. Hashtag no hobo. Hashtag no hobo.
Wow.
Hashtag no hobo.
I wish it was the 90s. I get somebody to film this. At least I get a fresh crack rock for it.
Oh, shit. Do you want to say what's wrong with you?
We found that these men who are shooting bum fights, they're not bums at all. They're just very poor. They have homes. I can't believe I was watching bum fights. I thought those were genuine homeless people. They're not homeless.
Made you feel ripped.
That's
off.
It. I'm done with them. I want my bum fights to be 100% real.
You think Rufus the Stump Bum is still alive?
I don't know. Looking back at that, I feel really bad about myself for watching and at the time enjoying it.
It was just a time in history, man.
No. If I felt if I were older, I would have fucking just been saddened by it.
How
instead
many
of
people, like everybody does horrible shit in their youth, son.
I don't know. My grandmother let me use her credit card to order the DVD.
Oh, no. Nice. She's the worst.
Nice. But she didn't know what you were getting, right?
I don't know if I told her or not. I mean, probably, I told her it was a wrestling DVD. Yeah,
technically, you're not lying.
Yeah, technically, that didn't happen.
It's pretty intense.
I remember the worst part of bum fights was the bum hunter. I always found that to be the...
I don't remember that.
He would kidnap bums and then like show them off like an animal.
He would drive around like where homeless people slept in Vegas, I think. It was Vegas or Miami.
Yeah.
And
I think one was in Vegas. They only did it twice.
Yeah. And he would... Him and his fucking lackey... would be shooting this as he was dressed as
Steve Irwin,
and he would jump these sleeping homeless guys, get duct tape, and start wrapping them in duct tape. And he was actually fighting them off. Like, these were fucking actual homeless people who had no idea what was happening.
Yeah.
And he would just fucking kidnap them, basically.
And this is the shit, you're a horrible human being.
I feel bad about it.
Gives you entertainment.
I'll tell you what the best part of bum fights was. One of the guys who ran it did an interview on CNN, and they were like, "How much are you actually making off this exploitation?" He's like, "I'd have to talk to my CFO." And they were like, kind of not treating him as a real dude. He was like, "Who's your CFO?" And he just goes, "It's a chief financial officer. What do you think it is?"
That's some good shit right there. Good for him.
Those guys got in trouble again recently, like in Southeast Asia, for something to dealing with severed heads.
Oh, no. Fuck.
No, it wasn't.
That ain't even, like, were they there for, like, beheadings and shit? Because that's some serious shit out here.
Oh, okay, here we go. This is it. Oh, they were doing a prank. Bum fights creators busted for mailing baby's head and other body parts.
Jesus.
They were pranking someone. They were arrested in Thailand for allegedly packaging child body parts stolen from a hospital and shipping them to the U.S. labeled as toys.
Well, those guys are going to jail for a long time.
That's a bit excessive, man. I like a good joke like the next guy, but damn.
The three boxes reportedly intended for friends in Las Vegas as a prank. Please.
Why are you saying it like that?
Contained several body parts, including a child's foot, an infant's head, an adult heart, and two pieces of adult skin.
Damn, yo, people need organs and shit too, man. The heart could have came in handy.
And these guys just look like just horrible people, the bum fights dudes.
Damn.
Well, that was a weird tangent, but Chris...
no, I mean, they had a great business model. We always talk about business models.
You put a little money in their pockets.
Millions of dollars.
Did they?
Yeah.
Off of that shit for real?
They had three volumes. They were sold at Best Buy by the end.
So who could we exploit and make them fight?
Animals? People? Now people get
mad
at that.
You can't do that.
That's even worse than the bum fights.
Yeah.
Midgets? No. We won't call them midgets, though. I know that's
no, not with Game of Thrones being so popular.
That's why we should do it. Just give them a fucking axe and stick them in there.
An axe.
So your mouth is in terrible pain.
Yeah. Always.
No hobo. And so you what's
polluted.
Give me a percentage of what you how you think you're gonna complete the show tonight?
I'm gonna finish the show. We're gonna be fine. We're gonna be fine. I'm gonna tough this out. I'm gonna tough this out.
All right, fine. Be brave. Be brave for me and Johnny when we can't be.
I respect you.
Now, Johnny.
Yeah.
What'd you think of the Game of Thrones season finale? Excuse
that
me.
That shit was all right. I didn't really like the cliffhanger aspect of it, but it was all right.
Just all right?
It was all right. Out of like a 10, I'd give it a 7.5.
Why don't you ever do extravaganza anymore?
We were going into it. But then, like, somebody made that shit really real, and it's like, I can't do this shit.
No, I don't think I made it that real.
It was horrible. You, like, literally derailed it during the fucking bit. I couldn't continue.
What are you talking
about? That's never happened
I talked about a news story?
Yeah, it had no real relevance at the time.
You brought up that porn star. What was her name?
Cytheria, Johnny. Let's not bring it up again. Look, Game of Thrones. What do you think happened to
Stannis? That was some real Game of Thrones shit that happened to that bitch, though.
I don't think he's dead, though, man.
Stannis Baratheon?
How the fuck
of
you
the
know,
House
so,
Baratheon?
Yeah, Stannis the Manus, as they say on Reddit.
King of the Stormlands?
Yo, he ain't dead. I don't know what they did to him, but
he's taking the seat of Dragonstone.
I didn't read the book.
Father to Shireen Baratheon, who is fucking
burned
to death.
Bitch. That was some horrible shit right there.
Did you watch the episode, Chris?
Yeah, I watched it.
You think he's dead?
Who?
Stannis Baratheon.
I mean, he's clearly dead. Didn't he get his head cut off?
They didn't show it, man.
Didn't see it.
That's what I'm saying. They did like some Sopranos bullshit.
Is it like some comic book shit where if you don't see the body, it's not dead?
That's what I'm thinking. Because they always show a murder scene. Like, there's not one they never not show.
That sentence made very little grammatical sense, but I get what you're saying.
Nothing we say makes any sense on this podcast.
I heard that wasn't really Cersei's tits.
They superimposed the head on somebody.
Yeah, that was...
That was the most disappointing thing ever.
Her breasts aren't that big, you could just tell.
Yeah, she got a tight body, though. Like,
maybe they were
the
tying them down. She was letting the puppies breathe.
Nah, dog.
Nah, so, did you see it in Judge Dredd? She was adding that shit.
That was a very young girl they've implanted her head on top.
Fat, my man.
What?
That shit was fat.
Oh, yeah, that's great. You're classy.
I'm just saying, it was fat titties. I liked them.
Fat tits.
Hell yeah, man. Like, you just wanted to, like, hold them in your hand. Grab them. Just weigh them.
That's usually what you would like to do with the breast.
No, but, like, I want to weigh the supplements.
Gently cup.
What's that? It looked like a good, maybe 4 pounds, maybe?
All right. You're good at eyeing shit. Whenever I have a bunch of drugs, I don't have a scale. I'm like, Johnny, how much does this weigh? I need to sell it. All right, he said that was fucking 800 pounds of weed, so that's what you have to pay me for.
I don't think Jon Snow's dead neither. So
you think he's coming back as a zombie, but he'll be a good zombie?
Nah, yeah. Man, I think that red bitch is gonna save his life and shit. Cause she can bring motherfuckers back, right?
Yeah, but he wanted to bang her.
That
earlier
mean
in
shit.
The season.
But she saw that fire.
If he brings her back to life, he'll owe her. It'll just be like some rape action reverse. This way they can be like, we're equal opportunity. And
then, hell yeah, then empower
then that,
the women.
Then that one congressman will start watching Game of Thrones again.
Congresswoman?
Whatever.
Makes a difference.
That's true. When they came up with that term, women weren't allowed to be congressmen. Congresswoman just sounds like, doesn't roll off
the
tongue
so
very well.
She's so fucking douchey.
Melisandre is quite attractive. I don't know why he wouldn't have slept with her.
That's not Jon Snow's thing,
I feel like
son.
That's how, I mean, that bitch like commands fire. You
to
don't
be
get
fair,
burned.
Whatever.
Jon Snow's not like an emo kind of motherfucker, though. Like, he's always depressed and shit.
Yeah, well, his fucking family's dead. He's living on the wall.
He's kind of a bastard, though. He got a job.
He literally is a bastard.
Yeah, but he was, like, piping, like, this hot wild bitch and shit.
Yeah, and then some kid killed her.
And then he got him back, too. Shout out to little Ollie. That's a gangster motherfucker. He's like Kennard from The Wire, technically, when he shot Omar. That's how I saw it.
Spoiler alert for The Wire. You're binge-watching The Wire. It's got room for you.
Yeah, but Kennard also didn't kill Omar's boyfriend.
I don't. Oh, I forgot about that. Right.
You thought that guy was hot, Johnny?
No. That's some weird shit on the wire.
That guy reminded me of you.
Get the fuck out of here. That's mad racist. Wasn't he black? He wasn't even Spanish. He was black.
I don't know.
You racist motherfucker. Oh, man.
Oh, man. High Society Radio at HS Radio Show.
Shout out to lynda.com.
lynda.com/High Society Radio. You go there, get a free 10-day trial. You can learn all sorts of programs.
What could I learn? What could I learn there, Chris?
You can learn how to record your own podcast.
How to weigh boobies, probably.
They have a booby weighing class.
I don't think they do. I think that's a lie.
I there's only one way to find out. You got to go to lynda.com/High Society Radio. You go to the top of the page. You can click classes at the top of the page.
Okay.
Browse the classes. I'm pretty sure there is a titty weighing thing because I go to lynda.com/High Society Radio. Check all things out.
Nice.
And on our Instagram, it's instagram.com/High Society Radio. And Johnny, you were supposed to post shit to the Instagram account last week and you didn't.
What? What was I supposed to post?
Oh, wait, no. Chris, you were supposed to post your tarp.
That's true, I was. I don't remember the password. I'm not going to lie.
So you take a picture, send it to me. I'll post it on there.
I sent you a picture the other day. You could have posted it.
No, he wanted the one of the
scallops
tarp
I made in the house.
Scallops.
They were delicious. God.
I should have posted. Do I still have it? I'll post it right now if I still have
it. I always wondered that because you're like in the business. Like, is it exciting for you to when you cook at home? Like, is it
the jerk business?
Exactly the business I'm in.
I'm saying, like, does it feel the same cooking at home compared to like when you're at work? Or is
it's fucking better to cook at home? What are you?
It doesn't
about?
Feel like work, is what I'm asking.
Yeah, you're making something new. You're like,
well, you do new stuff in the kitchen too. It's not like the same.
Rarely,
thing.
I mean, it's pretty much factory work. I mean, once you have a menu rolling.
Well, I find the ingredients you use on your food very good.
Thank
I want to call it factory work because I can get factory work out of fucking box.
But you know what I'm saying? It's like once you're doing the same thing. It's all muscle memory.
Well,
like,
yeah,
it's not as fun as like the funnest part is making the menu because you get to like taste a bunch of food and fucking play with shit and like make something that's good.
Are you gonna add a kids menu on any time?
No,
you should add a kids menu for real though.
Hell yeah, son.
For dunch, maybe for dunch. All
right, chicken tenders and shit.
No, people like bringing their kids to bars now.
Ain't nobody bringing no kids.
Chicken livers, kids love that, right? Olives, kids love olives, right?
Kids like olives.
Ugh, yeah, I can't believe the adults like olives.
Yo, you don't like olives though?
I like a tapenade, but I don't like it say straight up olive. Like, I mean, like a cherry, you know, I think it's horribly disgusting.
Oh, shit's good. You don't like martinis, bro?
I had a martini once with olives, and I couldn't finish it.
Wasn't your thing?
I was like, let me get that fucking martini with a twist, dog. Come on.
So remember we were talking about Rent-A-Gent a few weeks ago?
Yeah, I'm on it now. I've been rented like dozens of times for
Are
some
you
reason.
Stanley,
By
the blue collar man?
People that can't afford a blanket.
I'm like, they're fucking. It's mostly the homeless. Mostly the homeless. Oh. I'm like, I don't have any change. I don't even know how you fucking got on the internet in the first place.
I don't know how you paid the rental fee just to ask me for change.
It's weird.
Again,
but I remember Rent-A-Gent.
So me and Johnny were like talking about it. You know, that's like a
how
whole.
Many, so you guys rented a jet for yourselves? You fucking
we
double teamed them?
We almost did, though. We almost did.
Yeah. Johnny docked them, and then I, like, split their cocks apart like a karate chop, with a karate chop.
Like a fucking sushi blade.
Yeah. But, so apparently there's, like, a whole culture around that called, like, hosting in Japan. They have, like, bars for it where girls just go and hang out with some, like, pretty boy-looking motherfucker.
They're, like, anime motherfuckers.
I know what you're talking about. I think Vice did something. Vice went to Japan and like, looked into like this was a long time ago, into the sex industry there or whatever.
Or the lack of sex industry, really.
Yeah, they looked into those dudes where it's just like good looking guys who hang out with women, and the women don't want to sleep with them, and I guess the guy doesn't want to sleep with them. They just want to hang out with him and drink with this dude.
And like just like make believe boyfriend type.
Like,
is, like, they look beyond anime characters. Let me show you some pictures.
No, the dude that was in the story itself was a bit fucking like.
Well, this is a Tumblr page that. They look like broads, a lot of these dudes. Look at Johnny.
Yeah, but like, I think chicks are into, they find them less threatening, you know?
That's what it is, because it's really just about them, like, need somebody to yap about their problems.
Yeah. Well, not even, like, the way they showed it in that story.
Look at that dude. That looks like a, just some broad.
I'd pipe that nigga.
No hobo.
Not at all.
So you're going to rent some of these gents. You aren't really feeling the.
They look girly. They look girly. You know, you can get confused. They're Asian. It's hard to tell when it's Asian.
you just thought it was tight because it was a tight Asian pussy, but it was really a man asshole.
Probably.
Yeah, okay. I see what you're saying. So I don't know. They have, you think they'll, all right, with the Rent-A-Gent thing going, you think they'll ever like open up a spot?
What do you mean a spot?
Like a
hardware store? Like a bar. Like these are all done in bars. These are all done in bars called host bars.
Yeah, but it's different.
It ain't going to happen in America, dude.
Nah, it's situation
different.
Why not?
We fuck. That's why, because we have sex. Americans like to have sex with each other.
There's some weird like statistic where like 20% of like Japanese people are disgusted by sex.
No, look, it's worse than that.
Nah,
look up the sex statistics
for Japan. It's a lot fucking harder than that.
There's a whole generation of people who don't want to have sex.
It's a fucking wonderland for old people, though, because they keep their jobs and that shit.
Who doesn't love
really
a,
no young
who doesn't love a Japanese schoolgirl? And they're, none of them are getting...
I'm not answering that.
Made love to, as I like to put it.
Made love to.
But I haven't, like... Have you ever watched, like, Asian Japanese porn?
Yeah, I do.
I can't watch it anymore. It's just they're constantly crying or whatever. I'm like...
Yeah, they got the tentacle action going.
No, hentai's fine, but I'm talking about... just regular porn where the girls would seem
like real life Japanese.
Yeah, like,
I can't do that. I can't succumb to that nonsense. I need the anime.
The pixelation is troubling, to say the least.
They got like bro Pokemon now too and shit.
What?
It's like dudes.
Brokemon?
Yeah, son.
Oh, wait, is that a real thing or did I just make that? Oh.
Do they have beef with bronies? Do they have gang fights?
I don't know, man. So, Ken sent that to us. Shout out to Ken.
Okay.
He sent that on the Facebook.
What's Brokemon?
They got like Pokemon masks on, but like just no shirts and like mad ripped. It's very weird. I don't.
Why are we hanging out with those guys?
I can't.
We should rent those guys.
No,
yeah. The Pikachu one should be able to like at least provide some electricity in.
I want to run Geodude.
What? Oh no,
he's ripped. I can't. That guy is just jacked up.
So this says that by 2060, they expect a third of people in Japan to not have any want for sex.
I don't know. They're like, that's got to change, right? Like, people automatically want to fuck.
There's something weird going on.
You sound like a sociologist.
I'm just saying. People just want to fuck, man. Like, how can you be
you live in the Bronx.
You can't be in a fucking...
It's like different. These are Japanese people.
I'm saying you can't be in a room with a woman and not want to fuck, right?
I think you can.
That's tough for me, man. My dick be getting swole. I'm in a room with a woman. I'm like, damn.
Any woman.
Not any woman. I have my types. Anything under 65, I'm willing to gun down. Right. Over 19, under 65.
Would you fuck that fake black chick from last week?
Why not? As long as I don't get nothing on my dick.
Okay,
it's weird,
would you bang the chick that helped those two fucking upstate New York convict guys escape?
I don't know if I'd put my dick. I let her jerk me off though. I'm a gentleman. She's going through marital problems and shit. She's like 48, I think.
Her husband's sticking with her too. He's the supporter.
He's a cuckold. Her man is a cuckold.
Yeah, he just wants to hear the story. Like, just tell me how he like ravaged you from behind the bars.
He's like, you tell me why you helped him. Why you helped that big dick stranger out.
I feel like every time there's a new story though, people say that they're gonna stay with a person and then like a month later, as soon as like it's died down, they're like, all right, I'm out.
Well, you can't really leave a bitch like that because then you look like an asshole. Like, well,
why do you look like an asshole? She cheated on him.
Exactly. No, I'm not saying you. But that's how it's gonna be presented. Because you know
that guy can walk and no one will care. Everyone's asking why were you married to her in the first place.
Oh yeah, he could have done better.
Didn't she cheat on somebody with him?
Yo, that's crazy, B.
She has a crazy ass.
Can't turn a hoe into a housewife, son. Shout out to Too Short.
See, that's we got to develop a product that turns a hoe into a housewife. That's how we can.
Oh my God,
abroad.
We make so much money. I think
exactly. How do you do that?
They're wild and reckless out here. You got to get you a Japanese broad. They don't want to.
But
fuck
they don't start as hoes. You got to do something where you can convert hoes into housewives.
I'm not really into that. It's too much work. Just keep a hoe.
We got to like design an app for it.
Yeah, but what you gonna do after that? It's gonna be boring. Just keep her as a hoe, dude.
Just keep her as a hoe.
Just keep her as a hoe until you go crazy.
Till you meet you a boring bro, you married a boring bro, but you keep the hoe inside. Like my man Roof Bolton and shit. He had, you know, he got sand to the plow in the ass. Ramses, my fault, that's Ramses. He's got, you know, her to plow in the ass, and then he got that.
Roof Bolton's a teetotaler.
Nah, Roos is alright, son. I like him.
You know what a teetotaler is?
Like 50-50 kind of dude?
No, it's someone who doesn't drink.
Oh. Why would you say that? Because his broad is fat, son? That's fat shaming.
No, it's just that's the old school way to say so you don't drink.
You fucking 4chan. You just mad that page is going.
She's a land well. She's a ham planet.
He's a ham planet.
Chris, what were you talking about this like new subreddit you were telling me?
It's the replacement for fat people hate. It's
what is it?
Fat PayPay hate.
Oh. Why do people have to hate on PayPays?
Oh, shit.
Well, I mean.
Oh, that's funny. Yo, look at it like this. It's back in the market. You might get some more rare ones, some fat rare ones.
Oh, that's a sad looking Pepe. It's quite overweight.
Is it a big one?
Oh.
That's a pretty fat Pepe.
Wow, that's. It's just
what's this called on Reddit?
Fat Pepe hate.
Oh, that's terrible.
You know, we have a subreddit too.
It's r/High Society Radio.
I think everyone should go there and talk about us. Even if it's bad things, who cares?
Somebody said that Johnny should stop laughing directly into the mic.
I don't give a fuck. How about that? Well, you know how about you private message me and say that shit? Give me an address and we'll talk about it.
You got to chill out and just maybe you should back off the mic a little bit and not laugh into it. Maybe the listeners
over at
reddit.com/r/High Society Radio, maybe they have a point.
That is true. They're correct.
Go to the subreddit. Let's see what they're talking about.
There's some PayPay talk, some sticker talk.
All right. Oh, thanks for the stickers. That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You're welcome, Miggy Ramone. That's Miggy Ramone with an M. You're very welcome, Miggy. Oh, stay dank. Click on the stay dank link. All right. Ramone, this is just a picture of a man. Looks like a high school yearbook. Ramone McGowan, born too late to explore the earth, born too early to explore the galaxy, born just in time to explore dank. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty deep.
I love a dank meme. Hold on here. Oh, first time High Society Radio talked about the Silk Road.
We talked about that last week.
Oh, man, we're so smart. Oh, there's, what's that? Becoming a Patreon patron. Click on that for me.
Where does he even say that? Oh, here it is.
There you go. Read.
I responded to this. Look, I got golded for that.
Oh, you got Reddit gold?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That? Now what are the benefits of getting Reddit gold?
That means if you look at Reddit on your phone and then on a computer, the links are still clicked on both platforms. So you don't click a link twice. I'm not trying to read a meme twice.
Oh, that's fucking great, dude.
That's what I'm saying.
And how much does Reddit gold cost?
$3?
They should have fucking put that in the goddamn Patreon account. What were you thinking, giving him Reddit gold and not giving us the fucking money collectively? Patreon.com/iSocietyRadio.
I'm pretty sure that Patreon account is.
Yeah, it's not a team thing now.
Okay, look, this is what Esther O. Bloke says. I've been listening to the show for almost 8 months now. You crazy bastard.
Nice.
Religiously, and I feel that I need to become a Patreon patron and have the ball and sound clip played after my name. My question is, before I do this, I need to know how much of my donation actually goes to High Society Radio. If I give $10 a month, how much will Patreon take? Now, Chris, how much does Patreon take?
10%.
Fuck.
Wow, that's...
Why did we do this in the first place? I'm not giving them 10% of our fucking money.
No, I'm
look,
just, you.
Look, Esther O'Bloke, you donate whatever you want, and I guess 90% of it comes to us.
You could be like the person that saves the pizza party and just go all in, because we're not that far off.
Whoa, all right. What do you want to go all in on? It's really creepy, dude. It's a listener. You shouldn't be wanting to try to sleep with our listeners. They're our fans.
That's a good point.
And we love them.
I know I do.
Did not platonically, Johnny. Platonically. What else is on the subreddit? Let me look. Let me see one more thing. Because Esther O'Bloke, you get big ups. You got big upped. Oh, look at that. All right.
District Superman porn parody.
I don't. Whatever. Good work, Vickis Smith. I masturbated to that. And it was just the trailer, right?
Yeah.
I prefer masturbating to trailers.
Yeah, it's quicker.
Yeah, it always makes the porn seem way better than it actually is.
Oh, yeah.
You don't really get involved in
it. It really
the
spoils the porn.
Oh, this is so boring. Just come already. God. Just get it out of that dick.
There was a porn that I got out of like a bargain porn bin for $5. It was just called 1001 Cum Shots, and it was just
cum
shots.
Well, they're not lying to you. They told you what it was.
Yeah.
How are you going to get 1,000 cum shots with fucking in between?
That's true. It was definitely worth the $5.
Any sound effects with it, or was it just natural?
Yeah, it was the soundtracks of each cum shot.
Oh.
Do you hear the guys groaning in ecstasy?
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeesh.
It's really uncomfortable.
The weird porn
you
bust.
Say that.
That wasn't cool at all.
I don't like this anymore. I don't like listening to those sounds of another man. Climaxing for everyone to hear.
There's got to be, like, a thing for it, though. You figure, like, there's a market of just, like, dudes climaxing. They don't even show you the shot. It's just them groaning hard.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody puts that on in their fucking iPod.
Why are you looking at me like that, Stanley? I'm just saying. Maybe you want to make an app for that.
Mermaid Parade's coming up. I think it'll fall in line perfectly with that.
Yo, July 4th is coming up. Chris, you have to fucking hit up George Shea from Major League Eating or whatever.
I'll hit him up.
What's the problem with the rich people? Fucking, they want to drink all of our water?
No. They're getting really shit. Screwed over and,
they're rich. But how are they getting screwed over?
They've
already won.
Their lawns are turning brown, and so are their golf courses.
And they don't have enough fucking stuff to, like, ride their horses on and shit. Real rich people probably.
This is one of the quotes in this article that Johnny sent me. People should not be forced to live on property with brown lawns, golf on brown courses, or apologize for wanting their gardens to be beautiful.
You know, I agree with all those things now that they say it like that.
I get why they pissed. They pay so much in property taxes.
Trying to get rid of brown on golf courses is something they've been doing in California. Yeah, that's
well, they've never allowed it in the first place. Or Jewish people.
Well, they own the golf course. They don't actually have to play, right?
You ever been to a country club?
No.
Nah, hell no.
Not even for like a wedding or anything.
I wonder what goes down at country clubs. Like, besides golf.
Sucking.
Fucking.
People wearing goat masks.
Got a bag
shit.
For a belly. Got dirties. Snorting.
Oh, man.
She took quite a little for breakfast.
That was bad.
But I've been led to believe that people have lunch and they golf.
Yeah, I'm kind of
shocked.
Is
there anything else?
I feel like there's pools at them, right? Like a pool, probably.
Yeah, but it seems like a
tennis.
Horseback riding.
That seems like a really nice country club to have horseback riding. Equestrian sports.
Playing like golf with Tom Watts.
Who's Tom Watts?
Golfer. Krusty the Clown and all that. I saw that Simpsons episode the other day. That's what I'm basing it off of. There's no country club I know of in New York City that like we would even have access to.
There's got to be one in Connecticut.
There's private clubs in New York.
But not like a country club, though, right?
No, but there's like old man clubs where you sit in like those big chairs. You know what I'm talking
about? I kind of want to go to one of those.
Smoke cigars and fucking like there's like a really nice globe next to you.
I love a globe.
Those old school globes with like a dragon on it and shit. Yeah.
Love a dragon globe.
Fuck yeah, son.
Yeah, there's always like... in Manhattan, you'll always hear every now and then about some private club, like maybe on the Upper East Side or in Midtown, where it's just like a big-ass building that's old, and there's like a dude at the gate.
9 times out of 10, those are like pedophile rings. You know that, right?
I would know that, Johnny.
Super Fun Adventure Time Club or whatever?
Super Fun Adventure Time.
But Vince, you think it's that fun inside those places, or it's just needlessly expensive?
I mean, I'm sure those guys want a place where people that, like, you're paying.
You
want
to be amongst your own.
Exactly.
That's all you're paying for. It's like that stupid group we talked about, those Burger Adventure guys and shit.
Burger Club.
Yeah.
It's like when you go to the Mad Donkey in Queens.
Ah, yes.
You want a place where you can throw your garbage on the floor, and there's going to be an old toothless man in the corner. Your people.
Hey, you like it there too, so fucking get off my dick.
I'm not saying it's not.
Old men chained to the walls to pick up trash and shit.
My buddy went to a bar in, I want to say, Michigan, and he sent me pictures, either Michigan or Minnesota. And he said it was such an old bar that instead of having a trough in the bathroom to piss in, there was a trough right under the bar so that you didn't have to get up. You could just pull your cock
That's
out.
That's lazy as
Wait,
shit.
Wait, what? I don't believe that. What bar?
No, you're not allowed to use it now. That you just use it as like a railing now.
Oh,
but like
right.
It's from the bar is like, 150 years old or
what
some
the
shit.
Fuck?
And it was just so old that like dudes would just get so drunk after leaving like a mine or some shit. They would just piss right in this thing. And it like tied. There was like posts that you could tie yourself to, so you wouldn't fall if you got so drunk you fell out of your chair.
So you were basically like a human horse, is what you said.
Basically,
that's fucking terrible.
We should open a bar
like that,
where you can just piss out in the open.
We call it Pissies.
That sounds nice.
And look, come one, come all.
I think we might just get some really annoying customers looking for high end cocktails. Pissies.
Get pissed drunk at Pissies, and guess what? Piss anywhere you want. Look. Yeah, the place smells
just not on the bar.
It smells like urine in here, but that's, out of convenience.
That adds to the ambience, if anything.
That's to make your experience better.
excuse me, there's some piss in my drink. Well, it's going to happen, sir. Look at that sign. It says piss may be inside your drink.
Or make some German friends that you can share a drink with.
Come on, man. You don't have to bring in German people.
Wow, that's I didn't realize you were racist against Germans.
Unbelievable, right, dude?
No.
I'm just talking about opening a bar that's basically covered in its own piss.
Well, it's not covered in its own piss.
We could call it the Yellow Road in honor of the Silk Road. right?
No, one's gonna fucking understand that.
Yellow Brick Road, you sell coke out of there.
Nah, we're gonna get a lot of different kind of people. We may not be catering to like that. I don't think we'll be calling it that at all.
Why are you so homophobic, Johnny? You're homophobic.
Not at all.
Yeah,
I watch Game of Thrones. That's not homophobic at all, bro.
Is it self-hating? Is that what's going
on? No. Is it self-hating?
Weren't you talking to me about some Pray the Gay Away camp last week? What were the details of
it? Oh, that Jonas Project bullshit? Yeah. That was really weird, though.
What were some of the things?
It was a Jewish camp where you go. I want to say it was upstate where you go, and the way they
so
help
it ties
you,
together your two things, homophobia and anti-Semitism. That's your two favorite things.
No, well, I felt bad for
throwing men's rights. It's the trifecta, the Bronx personality trifecta.
I'm getting tired of that men's rights shit. I'm not that kind of guy. I think, you know, women should have jobs and shit, but also should be able to get home on time and cook.
Can't believe I do a show with a men's rights activist. It really makes me feel sad.
So that's the part that bugs you the most, not so much the anti-Semitism or homophobia?
Yeah, the men's rights.
I'm not anti-Semitic at all. I got Jewish friends. Fucking standing right here. Jewish as they come.
I'm Irish, sir.
I could not tell.
I'm a lapsed Catholic.
The way you drink, son.
What's that?
The way you drink. Buddy.
Wait, is that being ironic or sarcastic?
Just Irish. A bit of that.
I'm very tired, Johnny. I feel like I've lost my fucking mind.
You look tired, buddy.
I say we all rip our teeth out with Chris. God. Let's just all pick a fucking tooth to rip out.
Probably
just
going to fall apart, this tooth.
It's going to fall the fuck out.
I'm going to have to go to Mad Donkey later. Eesh. Sit next to my boy. But what are you going to say? Oh, fucking, you see that GoFundMe got, like, evaluated $500 million after a large round of VC funding?
So GoFundMe ran a GoFundMe for themselves?
But they did it.
That's what it sounds
they just
like.
Got, it just seems hypocritical. Why didn't they just put up a GoFundMe for themselves?
They got crowdfunded by the fucking best crowd possible, venture capitalists.
That's not crowdfunding. It's just one dude with access to a lot of money.
You think it was an overvaluation? That's kind of high.
Yo, holy shit, I just got the fucking idea of our lifetime.
What?
We open up something called VCC, Venture Capitalist Crowdfunding.
Okay.
And it's like, you know, like, hey, Kickstarter is available to everybody, right? And then anyone can fucking, some whatever loser could go to Kickstarter and fucking donate money. Well, this will be a network, a crowdfunding network, but just for the fucking super rich.
That's a great idea.
That's a
it's called
idea.
Angel List. It's existed for about 5 years.
Fuck!
Oh, God. Well, they probably don't do it the way Stanley said it. Maybe it's different, right? Semblance of it.
They're getting rid of. Supposedly, they're getting rid of certified. I didn't hear what you said.
He just loved pissing on his parade.
Oh yeah, I let him describe the entire thing.
And you knew it. You could have just cut him off.
Oh yeah.
Well, that's called timing.
Oh man,
Chris did the right fucking thing. Chris succeeded.
But yeah, they're getting rid of. There'll probably be more of those popping up because there's also WeFunder. There's at least more than one of the idea that you just thought was going to take us out of everything. But AngelList is by far the more popular one. But they're getting rid of. You're going to see a lot more people. I think you know how you were talking about the bubble might burst eventually when we had.
You broke just for fucking burst my bubble
when you had. That's my job. But when we had what's that dude Nick in here?
Nicholas De Leon.
Yeah.
Tech editor at Circa.
Remember when you were talking about the bubble bursting? I think when you'll actually see a bubble burst and it costs something, if these certified investor laws expire, you're going to have a lot of average Joes throwing a bunch of money into startups, and they're going to lose money, and that'll be like a bubble bursting that you'll hear.
So about. It'll be like the real estate boom, but it's just apps now. There's not even anything tangible. At least in the fucking real estate fucking bubble burst, at least there was a house still there. Now it's just like, I don't know where the money went. Marketing? That's really depressing.
That's pretty sad.
Well, or just people not adopting the product.
You basically just said when you let fucking poor people put some money into some shit, the fucking bubble's just over.
No shit.
No, but that's when you'll hear about, that's why you'll hear about
keep
a bubble
keep those poors away from the investing.
If let's say the venture capital bubble in tech, let's say there's a second tech bubble burst.
Yeah.
You're not really going to hear about it because it's just going to be a bunch of rich people losing some money. Like
I think we'd hear about it if people started losing big chunks of cash.
You'd hear about it and you'd see capital would drive. It's like we talked about. You'd see capital drive. You'd hear about it because the internet is, you know, proliferated and everything. So you'll read about it. But it's not going to be like when the fucking tech bubble burst in the fucking 90s and a bunch of people who thought they were going to get rich fucking got murdered. You know what I mean? Like, they just got killed in the market just investing in, like, what was that, pets.com? Well,
yeah, a lot of those dudes didn't have shit to begin with.
I'm just saying that's a glaring example.
Like, I think the investment game changed in that way, though, because back then you had more, like, nobody's fucking just hitting it rich overnight. Now you got established motherfuckers, like.
Not necessarily.
It's very rare you hear, like, a dude come out of nothing now.
Where'd those kids from Snapchat come from?
Did one of them work for Twitter? They were
programmers.
No, they were in fucking college. And
they were what?
They made this thing in college. And so now they're worth billions.
So something out of... I thought they had mommy daddy money.
Uber guy fucking came out of nowhere.
No, he didn't.
Then give me his background if you know him so well.
He used to be the mayor of this city, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, good point. Mayor Bloomberg. Thank you. Thank you for reminding me of my own theory.
Never forget, son.
God, I was so smart when I came up with that. Why am I so stupid now? And why didn't I try to turn that into making money somehow?
What, fucking blackmail him? You don't blackmail fucking Bloomberg, dog.
Yeah, that's how you end up fucking Uber. That's what we call it now.
That's how you meet fucking Ray Kelly, son. That dude,
I'll party with Ray Kelly.
Nah, Ray Kelly don't party, son. He kills people and then closes his eyes at night and laughs because his son got away with alleged rape.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
That Kelly family is a bunch of dirtbags. I said it.
So the dude... Travis Kalanick from Uber started two file sharing companies before one of them was acquired for $19 million and one of them got shut down by a copyright infringement lawsuit.
Damn, that sounds like
what got acquired for $19 million?
Red Swoosh.
Never even heard of that.
Oh, the Nike check thing?
Yeah.
That's the best I can go with.
That's what that's called, but I don't know. Red Swoosh was a file sharing company that was bought by a Chinese company. So there you go. He did some shit before he did Uber.
That's pretty dope.
He made $19 million.
That's not a bad day.
That's a bit of an overachiever. It makes me sick.
How do you map that as an overachieving? He's still like, he can still do other
Uber's
shit.
Worth like hundreds of billions of dollars.
It's not worth hundreds of billions.
Nah. Hundreds of billions and trillions of dollars.
Hundreds of billions.
It's worth
the
as much
entire
as-
planet is Uber. We're changing the name to Uber.
Uber the planet. They went back and re-edited Hackers.
I'll always watch the original over that shitty fucking Uber remake.
Why are they in town cars instead of on skateboards? This fucking sucks.
How they do that? They're all aging terribly.
But yeah, so I don't know. I feel like GoFundMe, it's kind of a douche move. Why didn't they just put up a GoFundMe? Get $100.
I guess that'd be like tacky on there, no?
Would it be tacky? But like, hey, we're going to hold all the funds that we have that belong to you if you don't donate to this GoFundMe for $100 million.
See, that would be some gangster shit. I'd respect him for that. I was like, well, technically it's not your money anymore, is it?
It's true. But what if, like, all right, like, that company already exists. It's already doing a lot of, like, campaigns. What do they even really need another round of funding for?
They might want to, like, get into bigger shit. Maybe
more
space
money.
Program.
They want more money.
I think they'd want to do, like, space program shit, maybe. Or medical field stuff.
GoFundMe?
Why not?
Why would they want to do space program shit?
I don't fucking know. Why they need the money for? Since you fucking asked, what are
you doing? I'm asking you guys what you're
doing.
Oh, my God. You going to shit on it?
This could be the worst show we've ever done. I feel fucking crazy.
Why is it the worst show we've ever done?
I'm so tired.
He missed last week from saying it, so.
So tired.
Oh, yeah, because he didn't say it. This is a weird one. This is a weird one. It's been a fucking weird one.
All right. Continue your guys' fucking nonsensical argument.
Well, I'm saying, like, he's asking what the fuck, what are they going to do with that money? They have to reinvest in something. They can't fucking hold it.
I mean, I think they could.
You can't, no way. That has to be illegal. You have to fucking reinvest the money. That's the point of that shit, no?
Yeah, I guess that is, like, the point, but what do you do?
Maybe they get into the drug game. I don't fucking know.
That'd be smart. That's an expanding business.
Yeah. Maybe they're going to try to open up a fucking different kind of Silk Road.
There's some company that is leasing space in the hopes that they will get a medical license in New York on Fulton Street.
Oh, the dispensary shit? I've seen that.
They're only giving out 5 licenses, and they had something like 100,000 applications.
Yeah, but I think they started building because they got it, no? I thought that's what that was, they
no.
They put mad money there.
Dude, the applications just went in Friday. They leased the space a month ago.
Yeah, but I thought they already started putting work into the building. Like,
all right,
spaces. That's
they still
retarded.
Don't have a fucking license.
They should never.
Maybe they know they greased the right palm.
Well, I'm not throwing no fucking theory out like that. That would say you're saying somebody's corrupt in government. I don't do that.
You are a government supporter. You're Fuck a country yes, club son. Supporter and a government supporter.
Yeah, I love them shits. See my man Donald Trump on that podium, dog?
How long before weed becomes legal in New York?
2 weeks.
Okay.
Legitimately, I'd say, there's a clause that whether the program works or not, the medical expires in 7 years. So I think before you see legal weed, they'll let that run its course.
Well, Cuomo,
and then you'll have a bill going through for legalization.
So 7 years?
I think 7 years.
All right.
Damn, that's a long
I
shit.
Mean, I'm just basing it on the current legislation. Anything could change.
I thought Cuomo
honestly,
would like bump it in though.
You might see a little more restriction if you get like a Jeb Bush as president, because if he decides to send the DEA in to raid fucking
Yeah, he did threaten that too.
That
did
was
he?
Chris Christie.
Yeah. Was it Christie or yes. was it Bush?
I don't know, maybe they both did. But
Bush said that shit like meet the press.
I mean, in the beginning of Obama's presidency, he was called a hypocrite because he like the DEA under him was doing it, and he said it would stop. He did it actually more than Bush did.
Yeah, he's done some grimy shit in his presidency.
It was like amped up. I don't think. I mean, he doesn't run the DEA. It's just under his presidency, he said he was going to stop it, and it just kind of happened. Whoever was running the DEA just ramped it up.
Mm. Seems so very arbitrary. Just
what?
Fucking the DEA, the federal fucking government, the state government, just it all just seems arbitrary and stupid.
Yeah, they're not as like everybody thinks it's like connect. It's not as connected as people think. No. Like, everybody's like, you know, people are worried like, oh, you're being watched. Yeah, but it's like, yeah, you're being watched, but it's on like a server somewhere and some fucking guy is looking at it that doesn't talk to anybody outside of that room.
Just want to drink some weed soda. That's so much to ask.
When you just smoke your weed, man, just smoke it.
No.
You don't want to get Johnny Law on your back.
Oh. Patreon.com/High Society Radio.
You said it's the worst show ever. Don't plug that.
Twitter.com/HSRadio Show. And Instagram.com/High Society Radio. That's our social media presence. And it's fucking large. And I'll cut the head off of anyone who fucking says otherwise. Johnny, what do you say?
I'm with it.
All right, Chris?
Yeah, I guess all right.
Okay. That's almost a beheading, but it isn't.
So what is it?
What do you think? What do you think those two fucking convicts are? As of this recording, the two dudes who escaped from New York are still on the lam.
Kurt Russell?
Mexico.
No, you know what I'm talking about. The two dudes are fucking...
The big dick dude and his
partner. Yeah, big cock man.
Oh, yeah.
The big cock man.
I would hope they went to Canada.
I'm thinking Mexico, man. Like, they haven't found a fucking whiff.
How far are they west? Why would they go to Mexico?
That was a theory they put out on the
news. That's the stupidest thing you would do.
They put the fucking theory out there. They got away. They haven't been caught, right? It's been more than a week.
Where did that dude escape from that did make it to Mexico? The dude who called Al Sharpton to help negotiate his a few years ago. The guy that jumped two stories down.
Man. I don't know.
It's not like he wasn't like in a...
Was it Jersey? No, Jersey. Was it? The dude with the boots, right? He fucking used the boots to shimmy down and shit.
I'm pretty sure he just jumped two stories.
Fuck. No, but I'm pretty sure those dudes, they didn't go to Canada. They haven't been caught yet. And you would think they would have cut that fucking border off once they found out they were on the way out. I couldn't see them smuggling into there.
No, but there's a bunch of places in New York where you can just walk into Canada, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the border is super fucking...
Secure up north. Not at all.
You can just walk into Canada through Maine, too. Like, I mean, there's plenty of places to jump.
I'll change my answer to Canada, then. Sounds reasonable.
Yeah, they were back closer. There was a stupid thing to say, Mexico.
They fucking had it on the news.
Most of the things we say are stupid on this show.
Yeah, well, I mean, we should at least be smart about prison breaks. I thought that was our thing. I thought we were going to have an app for that. Good that was going to be our. That's going to. We're going to put it on Angel List or whatever. What did you call it? VCC.
VCC.
Way to shit on his dream.
Sounds like a Virginia Community College. That's what that is.
Mm. I think he's going to die, though.
Yeah, you look like you're going to have a heart attack.
I hope so.
You're gonna pass out. I don't know how you got so tired when we met up.
Your chin is fucking slumped, man.
You're fucking slumped, motherfucker. Your chin. How about
that? I didn't say you're slumped.
Okay. You're fucking slumped.
Okay. Damn, American Pharoah wins the Triple Crown. You get in a bitchy mood, son.
It happens, you know.
Did you call that?
I call the exact opposite.
I picked the first race. No, they dummied down.
If you listened
race,
to the Bennington show, we pulled the audio of me my prediction was, and it was. American Pharoah has zero chance of winning
the Belmont Stakes.
It's fair to say that, though, because they never fucking finish anyway.
I'm a fucking jinx, Johnny. You're right. I am a slump. I am the fucking literal physical.
You're like a big Robert Durst, if anything.
Without the hundreds of millions of dollars to fucking get me out of trouble.
Person saying you killed everybody. Yeah. Jesus Christ, man.
You know, you need LSD microdosing.
No,
you know,
I couldn't
answer
right
now. You kind of
need
to spare wisdom tooth if you can.
No,
help
you
him
do
out
a tiny,
that.
Tiny little bit, and supposedly it's better than Prozac. Microdosing.
Prozac was a giant. That was a giant placebo. Was that Zoloft?
I think it was Zoloft. Isn't that why they got sued?
I know. I know they got sued.
Yeah, there was a massive class action lawsuit against Zoloft a few years ago.
Hmm. But didn't people feel weird from Zoloft or something, or was this all in their head?
Could have been all in their head, or it could have just been doing something else to you that it
wasn't
supposed to do.
What a bunch of stupid assholes with depression. What a bunch of stupid, depressed assholes. Chris, you still have that picture of that food?
Yeah.
Send it to me again. I'll put it on the Instagram.
Okay.
Send it to tarp, too, man.
A picture of the tarp? It's not up anymore.
Yeah, just like in the corner, like it's the tarp. Give me the tarp picture.
All right. I'll send you a picture of my new TV. I got a new TV.
Oh, yeah. You're a fucking baller now with a 4K television.
I got a 50-inch 4K television.
What made you decide to spend money for once?
I was at the store to buy that curtain, which I only got one, not two. And I saw a bunch of televisions. I was like, you know what? I should buy a television.
You know what? I'm going to treat myself to a television.
Exactly.
I'm Chris from Brooklyn.
50-inch 4K, right? You cocksucker.
Wait, are you mad? Johnny's mad because I told him not to buy one.
He's jelly. Yeah. That's what the fucking problem is. You are gel.
I'm just saying, you know, you have a nice TV. I haven't bought a new TV in like 7 years.
You're jelly, bro. All right, that's it for us. At HS Radio Show on Twitter. And High Society Radio on...
You get a new TV every 2 years. Look, it's ridiculous.
I'm trying to fucking plug. We're almost done. High Society Radio on Instagram. r/High Society Radio on Reddit. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Hold on. Plug Bronx Johnny's Johnny. Facebook real quick. It's facebook.com/BronxJohnny. Just tell me stupid. Buy a TV every two fucking
years.
Please. It's ridiculous. All
right, we're out. Turn the fucking mics off. Yeah.